Hit that uprise, man.
Hit that uprise. Let me hear it. That'll make me not hate you anymore. I never hate you, Simon.
It's a strong word. Hate you.
I don't hate him. I just spoke to my son.
You
can't say that.
You can't say that.
No, there's nothing you hate. The only reason I can talk to Simon like this is because he knows I don't hate him.
I got you.
Think about it. You can't talk crazy to people.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh.
You hear that beat right there?
Oh. And that shirt with that beat.
When you hear Afrobeat,
yeah,
that is the, you hear that underneath it.
So years ago, you were on the Afro beats.
Yeah,
I mean, it was not, you know.
Funk beat, Brazilian funk, I mix it all together.
Now people all over.
Yeah.
It's
ahead of my time. Ahead of my time, bro.
You were ahead of your time. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
Bro, it's everywhere. They had some of it on a song, that type of vibe on Strictly.
Bro, I was in, you know, I was in the alternative reality.
Last week,
that's what I meant.
My
last
mom
week, alternate reality. And on the radio,
mm-hmm.
105.1.
Okay.
Afrobeats. They were playing Burna Boy.
You're like, what?
I was like, what is going on here? They were playing Tems. Yeah. I said, this is something.
It's real.
I would have never imagined. You know, a couple of years ago. It's crazy.
Well, no, that's not true. You couldn't have imagined. You were imagining it because
no, like,
you spoke about it.
Yeah, but
you gotta give yourself credit.
I didn't think in America they would be playing Burna Boy, Tems on 105.1, right? I never thought that. I was like, wow, this is incredible.
You
it was dope.
Knew because you said it. I heard it and it's happening. And you have to give yourself credit. You don't like to give yourself credit.
Do you like my shirt?
I just commented on how much I liked it.
Copa 90.
I commented on how much I liked it.
This is the Nigerian
seven
shirt.
Times. How did you get that shirt?
You don't want to.
I don't want to know that.
You don't want to know how I got this one.
Yeah. I just want to know how you got the shirt.
No, you don't want to know how I got the shirt.
You don't even want to tell me.
No, I'm not going to tell you how I got this shirt, Jason.
Please.
Because it's not for you. It's for me. This is my shirt.
You're not going to tell me.
No, this is my shirt.
You know what?
Yeah.
Something important I need isn't downloading.
Okay. So let's do this then. Since something you need isn't downloading.
Yeah.
Let's start this off with a pitch.
Okay.
I'm gonna make a pitch.
Not really a pitch,
but I want to discuss something.
Okay. I'm willing to listen and
because our good friend.
Yep.
Friend of the show.
Yep.
Odell Beckham.
Yep.
Is about to make a. Decision? Mm-hmm. I guess decision 2022.
Yes.
As to which team
decision 2022.
He's going to play for next,
yes,
right?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
And let me break this down.
Talk to me.
For everybody listening. And for Odell.
Okay. So, oh, a pitch.
Especially Odell.
That's why you wear your shirt today, to inspire you to be better.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. I'm
Odell listening. Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
Do not make the mistake of going to the Dallas Cowboys.
Don't do it. Why? Tell him why.
Don't make this mistake.
I am a vessel for your voice. Speak.
Don't make the mistake. Okay?
Odell. Tell him why.
Yeah? First of all, no disrespect to Dallas.
No.
Fantastic team.
Okay.
Great coaching staff.
We do love the coaching staff.
We love the coaching staff. Good players. All of that good stuff. It is a very nice environments to drop yourself in.
Mm-hmm.
If you're Odell Beckham,
mm-hmm.
Wonderful environment. Just boom, drop yourself in there.
Welcome.
But you see, the Dallas Cowboys don't need Odell Beckham. The Dallas Cowboys want Odell Beckham. They don't need Odell Beckham. The Dallas Cowboys want Odell Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
The Dallas Cowboys don't need Odell Beckham.
Can I back you up with a little fact right now?
Please.
To your point.
Mm.
Michael Gallup.
Okay.
Is playing well.
Okay, don't bring in facts to the things that you're
about to back you up.
Yeah, no, I don't want facts.
But that backs
just
you up.
Emotion. Just give me emotion.
Okay, right emotion.
Now. Yeah.
You're right.
No, just any emotion. Don't give me no facts right now.
That
okay?
was a fact that backed up. The fact is
Gallup
you
is
are
well.
Right.
Okay. Yes.
You are the need the want
exactly.
It's more powerful than the need.
100%, right?
I just like to back it up with facts a little
bit. Yeah,
sometimes.
You gave me some facts.
Sorry. We're back on emotion.
Okay, good.
Apologize.
Now. You know who needs Odell Beckham?
Speak to me.
Do you know who needs Odell Beckham?
Word.
The New York Football Giants.
Hello.
Now, Odell.
If that ain't emotion, I don't know what emotion is, because I felt that.
Now, Odell, if you're listening.
Odell, listen,
you
please.
You are a Super Bowl champion.
Fact.
A champ.
Fact.
Not only are you a Super Bowl champion, right? If you weren't playing for the Rams, there's a good chance they wouldn't have won the Super Bowl.
Another factoid.
Right?
Word.
So now what you have is a Super Bowl championship in your pocket that they can never take away from you. You did it, Odell.
Word up.
You proved it.
Yeah.
To all your haters.
What?
You're a Super Bowl champion. They can never take that away from you.
Yes.
So what happens now if you go to the Dallas Cowboys?
Give me more.
Okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. We won a Super Bowl with Odell.
More.
But guess what? You're just a passenger there. Oh, you man. Know that.
Oh.
You're just a passenger there.
Oh.
And you know what else? The team, the Giants didn't make you, Odell. They didn't make you. No, we're not going to say the Giants made you.
No.
We'll never say that. Fantastic football player.
But you made each other.
But you made each other. And that team and that fan base, if you sign with the Dallas Cowboys, they will never forgive you.
Mm-mm.
Never. Mm-mm. And what is your legacy? What is your legacy?
Where do you want it to be?
You a maverick? Right now, when people think about Odell Beckham Jr., yeah, you play for the Rams.
The Big
yeah,
Apple.
Yeah, you play for the Browns. But they think about New York.
New York,
they think
New
about
York.
The New York Giants.
Big city of dreams.
So guess what, buddy? You go back home, and it doesn't matter what happens there. The Giants don't even need to win a game. They're going to welcome you with open arms, and the people are going to embrace you, and the people are going to say, yes, you chose us. And all the things that have happened in the past will be forgotten. And they're going to embrace you, and they're going to love you. There's only one right decision to make here. And forget emotion. This is common sense. Think long term. Don't think short term here.
Don't do it.
Think long term.
Don't
think short term here. You go back to the New York Giants. You do not go to the Dallas Cowboys. And I said it here on record. You listen to me, buddy. And I'm telling you right now, you listen. You listen good. I've made these mistakes before.
Mm.
And I'm telling you right now.
You better go home.
Go back to New York. That's it for me. Thank you, J-Bell. You like that? Is that good?
All I thought of this.
Yeah. Did you enjoy it?
Did I enjoy it?
Thank you, Jason.
I felt that station.
Thank you, J-Bell.
I felt it.
Yeah.
You know what I thought?
Yeah.
I remember my daughter coming home when the Euros, right?
Mm.
When England was in the championship. Mm. And they had all the little kids singing, "It's coming home."
Yeah.
And I heard her little voice talk about
it.
Odell's coming home.
She said it.
Odell is coming home, Daddy. I said, I hope he is.
Yes.
But you are absolutely right. For the rest of his life, all they'll remember is how great he was, because he brought a Super Bowl to a team.
Yep.
They don't win without Odell. That offense doesn't click.
Nope.
The rest of the game went him out.
Yep.
Period. So they know he's a champ. And he came back to save them. I'm coming back to save you.
You're going to pass that up to go to the Cowboys? What are we even discussing?
The benefit of going to the Cowboys is winning a Super Bowl with the Cowboys.
He's already won.
But you've already won. And you're going to be retired longer than you were a player.
Mm.
And there's going to be a city that calls you their own.
Speak
and right now...
J-Bell.
Right now, he's a mercenary.
Oh, my goodness.
He's been a mercenary.
He's been a mercenary.
He's hired. Go in there. Make
hired
it happen.
Gun.
But now he can go back and say, no, this is my homeland.
Oh.
This is my sovereignty.
How many people would
give? That's strong, bro. I wasn't even thinking
think
like
about
this.
About it.
Wasn't even thinking like this.
Think about it.
I'm with you.
Don't make this mistake, bro.
That's strong.
Go back there.
I like that.
Go back to New York. Please. Don't say I didn't do anything to warn you.
I like that.
Don't say we didn't do anything.
That's
to
strong.
Warn you.
That's strong.
Go back.
I almost want to end the podcast right now,
yeah.
But we got more time.
Go back.
We got more time. Yeah. This might need to be a standalone podcast, and we just social media push this to make sure Odell hears it. But
go back.
Because he's a good dude, man.
Go back.
You want to? You have the experience. You've seen it before.
Go back.
Should we move on?
Yeah, let's do
that. I don't want to, but
let's do that.
Can I? I hate to make this podcast all about you, but we can start there.
Okay.
I was thinking, watching the game.
Whoa! Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, it was like somebody said.
No, what is that?
It was, somebody was talking to one. I forget, it was a commercial, and he was like, "I was thinking," and the girl's like, "Whoa,
you were thinking."
That's funny.
Congratulations! You thought wrong. Last week, we on this podcast, we were talking about the situation with Zach Wilson, the Jets, Mike White, the whole nine, right? And everybody in the media had their opinion, right? It's hard to see a guy drafted that high, number two, get benched. We really don't see this. I was on the side of got to move on, locker room, think of the team. You were like, bad decision. You stated all your facts. I'm not going to get into all that. You made a good point. I look up this week. And the outcome of the game, obviously they won, right? But I started to think about it, and I said, my gosh, OC is right.
Okay.
And this is why. If you are thinking about your team, really, to some extent, and you're thinking, I need to get this guy back in the right direction.
Yeah.
What better game than the Bears?
That would have been it.
That was it. Silence the media. Even if he doesn't play as well as Mike White, which I don't think he would have.
Yep.
Because I think this offense is better with Mike White in it. It is take what the defense gives you. Don't be an elite playmaker offense, right? And Zach Wilson has the better arm, the more upside. So we're not going to get into those X and O's. But it would have been a get right game. It would have been a hey. He really, you know, he battled through.
And you gave that opportunity to Mike White.
Now it's gone.
Gone.
You can't go back. You might, Zach Wilson might never be there again. He might never start for you again. He might
can't recover from this.
I don't.
Yeah.
Mike White has to play horrible.
Yeah.
Because we know how Jets fans are.
Yeah.
We know how New York media is. And I thought, yes, I was thinking about reactionary things, right? And I still believe he had to get his locker room back. But I have to give you your roses on this. Because as soon as that was over, I was like,
can't go back.
And as much as I look at who's playing who, evaluating all, I didn't go there. I didn't think about that. And you can't back up the truck now.
Yeah.
Too late.
Yeah. Now you got to ride with this.
You got to ride with it.
Yeah. And you know, the truth is, I don't know how mentally strong Zach Wilson is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But, Jason, you saw the way the team rallied around Mike White.
Oh, you see why the decision was made.
You see the way they rallied around
him. You see how
the
receivers were reacting?
And if you're Zach Wilson, I just don't know how you come back from that.
They don't believe in me.
Yeah. I don't know if it's possible,
right,
to come back from seeing that.
I'm with you.
I'm not only the guy played well. It's the reaction.
I don't know
how you bounce back from something like that. And so long term,
to your point.
Picture you being Zach Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
Put yourself in his shoes, right?
Mm-hmm.
Your backup goes out there, plays well.
Yeah.
Cool. Against the Bears, cool.
That's fine. You see him in practice, you know he can play. You kind of want him.
Right? And then we've seen Mike White do this before. He played before, and then invariably the slide comes, right?
Yeah.
Cream will rise to the top.
Right.
Invariably the slide is going to come.
Yep.
But now, you've seen your teammates, the city
rally
rally.
And I'm talking about it in a big way. They celebrating and they dancing, and you just sitting there like,
bro, they dancing. Oh, I didn't even think about that. They are they really going all out.
They went all out, and you just sitting there like, this is how they feel about me.
Because you have to take that personally.
There's no other way. There's no other way.
It's impossible.
You take that.
Unless you're hurt and something happened and now they rally around the team and all that kind of stuff. And you promote the guy and now everybody's behind the guy, yeah. Right? Then it's different. But this is not even close. It is all on you.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I can't see him recovering from this in New York. I can't see it.
I can't either. Yeah, that's why you were two steps ahead on that because if this happened, this is the result. You said something very interesting in the slide.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we are seeing now.
Mm.
I always call you playoff OC, postseason OC, because this is when you kick in the way you're looking at things, the way you looked at this Jets situation, because you've been there.
Mm.
We're seeing some sliding going on.
Okay.
Okay. And I want to know your opinion on this. First slide, Seattle Seahawks.
Mm.
Okay. There's a slide happening.
Yeah.
Okay. The fear of that offense, you know, this defense has gotten better. Look at Geno, you know, all this kind of stuff. It's you know, the offensive line, not great.
Mm.
You see what's happening. So you've seen a slide there. We all, you know, it's going back to some normality.
Yes.
You know, we're also seeing a slide.
Mm.
Old quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I blame it on, I have to steal this because I heard somebody say this a while, like in the offseason when Russell got the contract.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, Tom Brady is to blame for all of this.
Mm.
Because throughout history, a quarterback in his 40s falls off.
Just doesn't happen.
Late 30s falls off, right? But Tom Brady has exceeded expectations.
Yeah.
So everybody's like, oh, can do that.
He can do that.
How many years in the league you play, OC?
12.
Let me tell everybody listening how hard that is. It's damn near impossible. When we say make it 10 years as a player, when people ask how long I played, I was like 7 years. They're like, oh, that's it? I'm like, do you know how long hard time. That is?
That's a long time.
Stole the eighth on IR? Like, do you know you don't last? 3 years is like the norm, 2.5, 4. You're like, oh, that's
you. He was in there.
Right, because of what it does to your body, the competition, all that, right? Yep. So we know that. Quarterbacks are the same, especially you look at guys that rely on athletic ability.
Mm-hmm.
Cam fell off a cliff.
Oof.
Okay. Man, Peyton Manning fell off bro, the next year you were like, what happened? Right?
Yeah.
Crash. When you lose a little bit of that thing, that element that usually comes from age, it throws you off.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching that. I'm seeing teams hold on to too long because the Tom Brady effect.
Yep.
Because Russell Wilson, all those plays he used to make, we used to be like, it's all right, but then he made them was wild plays.
Mm.
What was he doing? Moving around.
Yeah.
Creating. He's not moving around. I mean, they got problems,
mm-hmm.
right? He's not moving around.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, look at Aaron. Now, Aaron got him because he got two MVPs.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's getting banged up a lot, right?
Mm-hmm. It is interesting because a lot of times, because like you called it the Tom Brady effect, people are now starting to think that maybe, you know, Father Time can be defeated, right?
Yeah.
And he can never be defeated. No.
The new supplement can.
He can never be defeated, Jason. Never.
Never.
Never. Like, you have 100 years of evidence to tell you this is what's going to happen. But because of Tom Brady, you decide, you know what, maybe just this time.
He'll give us a couple.
He's known as an outlier.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen again.
Yeah.
Nine times out of 10, your quarterback hits 36, 37. He's finished.
Yeah.
And you got every quarterback in the NFL right now, all of them who are over that age. Which one's playing well? Matt Ryan, my boy, Matt Ryan.
He's nothing. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Who else do we have?
Tom.
Russell Wilson, just
Tom.
Nothing. Tom, yeah, nothing. Just, Aaron Rodgers.
Well, Tom
nothing.
Is playing decent.
He's playing okay.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers, okay. None of them are getting, these guys are getting paid $50 million a year. You understand what I'm trying to say?
I'm scouring the teams trying to come up with something.
It's just not happening, man. It's not happening. And I understand the risk you have to take.
Look what happened to Ben last year. Ben was just
boom. But you know the problem is, you know what the real problem is, Jason? Is that you never really know when that slide is going to happen. You never really know. Because they can be 37, they can be 36, playing at a high level.
And then the next year.
37, boom! They're on the floor, and there's no recovering.
No.
So now you're at 36, and you see a guy playing at a high level, and then you look at Tom Brady, who's 40. Oh, you know what? Maybe he can play 4 years. $200 million contract. Oops.
Yeah.
Oops.
Yeah.
Because that slide happens, and there's no recovering. I can tell you right now.
Yeah.
I just don't see a way in which these quarterbacks recover the form that got them paid. I don't see it.
You have to be a straight drop back in the pocket kind of guy.
Yeah.
And most quarterbacks aren't that, especially now the way the game's being played.
Yeah. Just don't see it. So it's a young man's game. That's what they say. It's a young man's game, man.
It is.
So
you can evolve every year, but you need to get so smart in what you're doing that when you lose just a little bit, the mental aspect of the game is dominating for you.
Yeah.
Did you ever feel like that coming off the edge? Did you ever feel like you, because you had so much speed, but you were so smart and intelligent on the way you knew what opportunities were there and when to make them?
Yeah. I'll tell you what. The funny thing is you don't really know what happens, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, okay, my last year playing, which was my last season playing, was 2014, right? And I would look at the tape, and I was like, man, I'm getting off. I'm moving fast. Mm-hmm. You understand? And I was. Mm-hmm. But then recently I went and looked at tape of me in 2005. I was like, God damn.
That was different. You like, I forgot about that. Your mind had forgot.
You forget. Bro, you forget.
Bro.
Because when you're younger, it's just everything is so it's hard to explain. But you know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And I'm about to, when you finish, I'm about to back you up with
that. Go ahead.
I felt it on special teams.
Yeah.
Hear me out. My first year, I had 30-something tackles, bro. Like, it was unreal way I was playing.
Just moving.
Killing.
Yeah.
Second year, third year. Fourth year was like my, I didn't lead the team in special teams tackles.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, right? Fifth year, still was productive, but still had the hype. And I was playing on defense, but still had the hype of what I had did.
Mm.
By the time I got to New York in that sixth year, I was a spot. We need you to go cover this kick, J-Bell, now.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't do it all game.
Yeah.
But I knew how to beat double teams. I knew how to do all this. But I just – and I was still fast.
It's a different speed.
I must have lost a twitch. I was stronger.
Yeah.
I was smarter.
Yeah.
But there was a twitch.
Split second. Now, it's just a split second.
I was good on defense because I was still so athletic to play that and what I did at safety. But then again, I switched from corner to safety.
Mm.
So losing that corner speed, I was fast at safety.
Yeah.
And then I fell off a cliff when my back got hurt.
Yeah.
Like, I remember running in the offseason thinking, I got to stop drinking.
Yeah.
Like, this is.
You thought it was the drink.
I was like, you know what? New York got me, okay? Yeah. This offseason got me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't live like this. I got to get it together. But it was too late by then. So, I mean, I don't know. Shout out to my man, Trevor Lawrence.
Trevor, yeah, he played well.
Shout out
Big
to Trevor
game.
Lawrence.
Big game, Trevor. Who else? There's another quarterback who played well. played really well this past week.
Man,
it was a Trevor Lawrence. It might
Trevor played
Mike
well.
Mike White.
Mike White played well.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's other. But Trevor, I feel like Trevor just had his I'm that dude game.
Yeah.
And you got to have it.
Yeah.
At any position, on any team, you have to have a game that people bookmark as, hey, remember this game?
Mm-hmm.
Because I know you had
signature
one.
Signature game, yeah.
You have to. Yeah. He had his game.
Yeah.
He had his game. And the thing I love the most is when he – it was a two-point conversion that he got. And when he threw it, I mean, the accuracy, all that cool. The play was great. But he ran up to Doug Peterson.
Mm,
and it was – oh, I loved it.
You did. You did enjoy that. I knew you did.
I loved it.
You had a good time with that.
That meant a lot.
It meant a lot.
That meant a lot.
It did.
That meant a lot. Are you handing me something?
Yeah, I saw him. I saw him trying to hand it to me.
By the way, we're enjoying ourselves right here, having good conversations.
Yeah.
Simon wants to get out of here.
He does. But that's fine.
Everybody listen, if he cuts this out, Simon wants – he has to go somewhere.
Yeah.
And I thought it was like a family matter.
Yeah.
It's to save money. Yeah. He wants to take one train earlier than another to save money.
I get it.
So every listener, he doesn't care about you.
He doesn't.
He doesn't care about you hearing what we have to say.
But you know what, though, Jason?
Tell me.
You know what? I will tell you this.
Yes.
I think maybe we shouldn't say that because that might backfire on us because England's in a recession. So they're going to side with him trying to save money.
Simon, you can take this out
yeah.
of the podcast if you would like. Because you are right. You are absolutely right, OC. Once again, to the theme of this podcast, you're two steps ahead.
Let's act like we didn't say any of that.
Simon,
yeah, you can get out of here.
You need to get out of here, and you need to save your money.
Save that money, buddy.
We love Simon. Y'all know that. We really do. He is the reason this podcast exists.
That's
Let's
true.
Just be flat out
That's
honest.
True.
That man said, we're going to put a microphone in front of you two. Enjoy your conversations.
Yep.
So shout out to Simon for that. That's enough niceness for him of the day. Is niceness a word?
It's a word.
Yeah, it's a word. Okay.
Anything you say is a word, Jason.
Thank you, my brother. For the first – oh, by the way. Just commenting on the greatness of your shirt one last time. For the first time in Jason and OC podcast history, we are in the top 100 in. And then this says unfold here. This is very, that's for my camera and that's for OC's camera.
Mm, okay, unfold.
My camera, OC's camera. Mm. Unfold here. I'm gonna hand it to OC. I want OC to finish this.
Okay.
Say it and read it all. Say it.
I love this.
Yes.
This makes me happy. We're in the top 100 in China.
Yes. It's because it's a lockdown again. It's another government lockdown.
Simon just be making – it's just no possible way, man. It's not possible.
Read the rest of it.
The easy peasy lemon squeezy is up 19 places to number 100 podcast in the People's Republic of China.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy. Shout out to OC's little one for that. Hey, I mean, that's the way you end it. Let's get out of here. So our man Simon can get
Save
on his
money.
Train. He deserves it. We are in a recession. We are trying to avoid it. OC is right again. We out of here. See y'all next time.
Hey, hold on. No, all right. How about this? No uprise music. Let me give you this one. You ready? Arise, oh compatriots, Nigeria's call obey, to serve with all our might and strength and faith. The labors of our leaders past shall never be in vain. That's all I got.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Clap. They're not taking his passport.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh. We need
I ever say you think that no. Goodbye.
I can't help the way you make me feel. I can't tell if this is even real.
I ever say